Thank you all for tuning in today. Today on Sunday Conversations with Sherry Shante and
Sharika Day,
we have a very special guest in-house. We have Dr. Rocky Marsh. Dr. Rocky Marsh, please talk to the audience for a moment and let us know about yourself.
Well, first of all, I want to say good afternoon to both you and your listening audience. It's a great pleasure to be on this weekend. I'm happy to have this conversation, and it's a great day. So today I came on to talk about an amazing opportunity for our local and minority-owned businesses that are here in Columbus, Georgia, and I just can't wait to get into it and talk about the details of it.
Sounds good, especially that you are talking about like finding relief for some of these small businesses, namely the minority businesses. And this is all stemming from some of the impacts of the coronavirus COVID pandemic. Is that correct?
That's correct. So, and it's a great timing to have this conversation and this opportunity as we enter the month of June and as the city prepares for its inaugural citywide Juneteenth celebration. I think this is an amazing opportunity, timing, to host this event. What I am doing, and let me just talk a little bit about background. I'm not a citizen I wasn't grown in Columbus, Georgia, but I have come to learn and love Columbus, Georgia, in such that I have immersed myself in several organizations that help better and to improve our great city. One of those organizations is the Juneteenth Columbus Association that hosts an annual Miss Juneteenth pageant. And this year would have been the first, but instead we have opted to support some other organizations and some other events, which led to this particular event. So on the end of the month, June the 28th, the Juneteenth Columbus Association will be hosting a ARP Business Relief Forum, the American Rescue Plan. Earlier in the month of May, the mayor's office released a statement that the city would receive an additional $4 million in business supports and grants, which is great for everybody. And those monies were split into $3 million for profit and $1 million for nonprofit, which is just an amazing story for our local business owners. So a lot of people did not get access to the first round of the PPP loans for their businesses. And as such, we all know that some businesses did not survive and had to, they did not survive the way we want them to. So in this next round of community and business support, I'm taking an effort to merge with other entities in the city to put on this information forum. So on June the 28th, several organizations are going to come together, and they're going to meet at the Mildred L. Terry Library. Imagine that, right? You know, our Mildred L. Terry Library, where a representative from the city will be there to give us a wealth of information and instruction how to apply for this round of local grants. This is not even a federal issued grant. This is local grant. This is great. So ARP, American Rescue Plan, and where are we going to get this information? So I encourage all your listeners that are listening. I know you're probably going to remind me this later on in the interview, but if you are listening to this broadcast, I encourage you to visit the www.columbusga.gov/ARP, where you can get additional information about the ARP Small Business Grant.
So that sounds really good. And I know business owners out there are excited about this opportunity because, like you said, a lot of people missed out on funding. In the very beginning, a lot of the grants that were available or the funds that were available, the paperwork was cumbersome and confusing, a little overwhelming. And so I know a lot of people that I know kind of backed down because it was just confusing. So it sounds like this is a little more streamlined. One question that popped in my head as you were discussing that is, do you know off the top, is there a certain amount that the businesses are allotted, or is it just kind of based on the needs of your business? That's one question.
Well, and then no, that's an amazing question.
Okay.
That's an amazing question. So,
go ahead.
So I don't have the exact number, but I just actually just left a meeting with some business owners, and we were able to recap this one.
Okay.
But there are three categories in this particular grant program. It's broken down into profit, nonprofit, and tourism. And tourism is a catch-all for, like, our hospitality industry, hotels, restaurants. Now, specifically for the hospitality, excuse me, the tourism, those are capped at $25,000, meaning a single entity could receive up to $25,000. I don't have the notes in front of me for the other two categories, but yes, there is a limit. And to also to your question, I'm glad you asked about that, because this is what is about education.
Mm-hmm.
This form is set up specifically to inform our business owners about the particulars, the eligibility, as well as give instructions on the application process.
Okay.
So not only will they get there, receive the information, they will be able to apply right there on the spot.
Ooh.
They can log on to their computer, and our subject matter expert plans to give instruction throughout the course, throughout the class, as you're applying right there in real time. So it's a great education opportunity. And I'm glad you hit on that earlier, because a lot of people did not know about it. They did not know the process. They did not know about the eligibility criteria. And that's what we hope to bridge the gap in this forum that will be at Mildred L. Terry Library on Tuesday, June the 28th. So I'm looking forward to all of my local business owners for coming out, getting the information, and maximizing on this opportunity.
Exactly. I have one more question. Cha-ching about money.
those are the best questions
right?
ever.
So, and this probably will be answered in the forum, but for our listeners, are these funds, are we paying these funds back as a business owner, or is this something that you apply for it and it's yours?
You know, that's the most important and the question that that cannot be answered enough. So let me say this.
Okay.
This is a grant. A grant.
We like grants.
Everybody loves grants.
Look, we over here celebrating and clapping, haven't even heard the final answer.
I am doing this Snoopy dance right now.
I got a visual.
We have the opportunity. Everybody likes free money.
Yes.
This is a grant. So long as your business existed, was properly operating on or before March the 1st, 2019, which is going to be a catch.
Mm.
So some people created their business and operated after.
Yeah.
But so long as they were in existence properly, now that's very important, properly on that date, they are eligible for this grant, free money grant. And let me just talk a little bit more about that. No, they won't be. So this is why we're getting the education part, because when they learn the process and what is required, they can get all of their documents together, and they would know. And to answer to reinforce what my response is, business owners took a lot of loss during the COVID,
mm-hmm.
And this program is actually to reimburse them. So it's not like I'm applying, I want to grow my business, I want to expand, and I want this grant to improve or expand my business. That is not what this is. This is to give relief for losses during COVID-19, and we have a time frame where these losses occurred that a business owner has to lay out and explain and articulate in their respective application online.
Oh, nice. And there's going to be a subject matter expert there to help guide the business owners through this entire process, correct?
That's correct. And I want to thank Mr. Rob Scott from the city, who is coming down to give this class. And when we met, we walked away with the understanding that as we're giving this information, the class attendees can actually log on, apply while we're giving a class, and we're going to kind of do it like an instructional. Somebody will be giving instructions up front while he is walking around to a particular attendee and giving instruction, answering questions so that they can apply on time. Because many times people will come to a class and leave, not take the best notes, or still be lost somewhat throughout the application process. With him being on site and giving these real-time instructions, we hope to clear those obstacles by giving them instructions so they can finish their application while they are actually in the course.
I love it, because that's amazing, because a lot of times with application processes, especially when you're dealing with funding and formal forms, everything doesn't, it's not a one-size-fit-all solution. And because people have different businesses and different business needs and their losses might be quantified differently, you have somebody there who knows what the grant team is looking for, and they're able to actually help you through this process instead of the back and forth redlining and, well, no, we need more. So it's definitely going to help speed up the process, and hopefully the business owners are able to see that those funds quickly.
I could not have said that better, because many times business owners do incur loss, or they did incur loss. But in this particular process of this application or this opportunity, it is very specific how you describe and articulate your losses. And because you may incur a loss, if you don't describe it the correct way, someone may not necessarily recognize that as a true loss, at least according to the guidelines of this particular program. So I am thankful for Mr. Rob for lending his expertise. I am thankful for you both for giving me this opportunity to talk about this opportunity. And I look forward to all of our local business owners, especially our minority-owned population who may not have gotten this information in the first round. And I hope to see them on Tuesday, June the 28th of this year at the Mildred L. Terry Library between 5:30 and 7:30, where the Juneteenth Columbus Association will host this amazing information opportunity.
And we've talked about this grant, and we've talked about money, and it's non-repayable. This is a grant. This is to recoup the losses that you experienced due to the pandemic.
It's not a loan.
And on top of that, the icing on the cake, the cherry on the ice cream sundae, is admission is free to all.
Yep.
Free to all.
That's correct. It's free. I mean, I can't explain enough. You get a free opportunity, free registration, with the possibility of getting free money. I don't know how many times we have to say free in a conversation for people to understand, but I'm hoping as many people that's listening to this particular broadcast take advantage. Not only can they go to www.columbusga.gov/ARP for the information, if they look on our Facebook page, the Juneteenth Columbus Association on our Facebook page, our event page has an RSVP Eventbrite link. So I'm asking all of your listeners to go to the Facebook page and register your attendance. We have maybe a special goodie bag or something where you can come, have some information packet. That way you have a takeaway, because not many other times you get to apply for something and you have a subject matter expert on hand in real time to help you throughout this application process. So I hope as many of your viewers take advantage and actually attend in person. In addition to, one caveat is that we will be recording and streaming this live. Oh. We'll be streaming this live. So in case you have a hurdle of your current employment, you're operating your business, or you're just not able to attend in person, we as a community have learned to adapt to events not being 100% in person, and we will provide this class streamed live. So I hope everyone also logs on and follows our Facebook page, Juneteenth Columbus Association, where they can find this information on this date and following after.
That is awesome. So there's no reason why you can miss this event. So it's in person, it's virtual, Facebook Live, like you've got it. So
made this a hybrid event. When I say adapting to the pandemic, you made it too easy, Dr. Rocky. Right,
for some free money.
Well, and just to kind of clarify, too, the Facebook page is www.facebook.com/JuneteenthCSG. And
that's correct.
And that's where we can go and register for the Eventbrite event for in-person attendance.
That is that's absolutely correct. Facebook.com/JuneteenthCSG. And I want to echo that, yes, we are, the goal in hosting this event was not only to just deliver the information, but remove all of the excuses and hurdles that people have expressed about how they were not able to get access to this opportunity and these monies that are desperately needed in our community for our small business owners, and specifically our minority-owned business owners.
Nice.
So we want to remove all these obstacles. Many people don't know my doctrine is in education, pre-K through 12. And that is usually the key to elevating someone's station in life by giving them the information that they need, be it educational or instruction. We're hoping to deliver both to remove those gaps and get the most out of this opportunity for our local business owners.
Man. All right, so they have all the information that they need to either log on to Facebook or attend in person. And I know you said that the Juneteenth Association, there were a few other maybe upcoming activities or things going on during the week. Is there anything else that you would like to highlight that we need to know about?
No, I'm happy to see that the city is doing something joint-wide in recognition of Juneteenth. Specifically for the Juneteenth Columbus Association, we will just be supporting all of the planned city events. But we want to definitely focus on this because not only are we doing this, this is not just a one-and-done event. We plan to do some prep, some pre-advertisement with some informational TikTok. And I know people kind of laugh when they say TikTok, but this is the information delivery age that we are in.
Yes.
So small bits of information and instruction leading up to, we plan to host the event. And then afterwards, we plan to conduct a follow-on session of information. We're going to repackage the information and re-deliver it at targeted times for those who may not have been able to attend in person. So when I learned in information delivery is tell them what you're going to tell them, tell them, and then tell them what you told them. So that's the approach we use for getting this information out. So during the month of June, we plan to tell them about this, tell them what we're going to tell them about June, about the ARP relief. We're going to tell them about the ARP relief. And then in the same month and following after, we're going to remind them that we told them about the ARP relief program.
Right.
And on top of that, you're meeting them where they're at, whether it's TikTok, where they're on the job and they're live streaming, whether they can come into Mildred Terry and sit down through the event and learn the process of applying for this grant. I think it's a beautiful thing, and it's very meaningful to the community, especially our business owners here.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm thankful for the opportunity, and I want to thank both you ladies for this conversation. It's much needed. I hope as many people are listening to this conversation as just as excited as I am that we said free admission, free registration, free money. I'm still doing my Snoopy dance. Okay,
I was doing the Cabbage Patch.
Right. I'm going to do the WAP then.
People are looking at me funny, but it's okay, you know, because if they knew what I knew, they'd get happy right now.
Right.
And if they knew what I knew, they'd get happy right
listen,
now.
Especially with these gas prices. Let's talk about that. So, yeah.
That's a loss in itself.
That's another conversation.
We'll save that for another Sunday.
That's a whole another Sunday.
Right. So, yeah. Dr. Rocky, keep me honest. Was it $4 million total? $4 million total that is available for this grant, which includes for-profit businesses, nonprofit organizations, and tourism entertainment.
That's correct. And that, to be also specific, $3 million is for the profit side. The $1 million is for the nonprofit side.
Awesome.
And that's also a blessing, too, because what happens a lot of times with funding is a lot of it goes to for-profit and nonprofits are kind of left out. So I'm happy to see.
No, and that was the major complaint from the first round is that nonprofits had no space. They had no say. And this program was specifically taking them into consideration. So in that room, I hope that as many nonprofits as possible. So as I plan to repost this, I plan to tag all of my friends, any of my contacts that have not that operate nonprofits for this opportunity, because those that's what the community that was the community most absent and left out of the conversation and the opportunity in the first round.
Right. I was in a few conversations, so.
And we want to be as inclusive as possible.
Exactly. So it's just good to see that everybody is being included.
And you know you can count on Sharika Day and Sherry Shantae to push this message.
Well, I hope y'all have a front seat, because I'm going to have something with your name on it right up front. So I want to make sure you get, because if you all get there, I know everybody else going. So,
of course.
I should have just came on your show, tell you two, and let you tell everybody.
We got you. Is real. Yes, we got you. And you know I will definitely be there. I will definitely be there. I already have it on my calendar.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to it. And what else can I share about this opportunity, Layla? I can't say free enough in one conversation to let everybody know.
I feel like I want to do a future song. Free bands, free bands, free bands. Okay.
You know what?
Challenge Sherry to a TikTok. Song,
That's going to be the background music of the commercial.
All right, she can put together a video for you real quick.
Real quick.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well,
ladies, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate this conversation on this great weekend. It's a great day to be alive, a great day to be in existence, and a great day to start celebrating Juneteenth and these opportunities for our community. So I thank you both for giving me the opportunity of the conversation.
Well, we appreciate you sharing this with us in the community, and we can't wait to be there.
Cannot wait. And Dr. Rocky, I just have to let you know, I know you say you're not from Columbus, but you know it's not where you're from, it's where you're at. And when I tell you, you represent our community so well, and you make sure that we have all of the resources and the information that we need to be successful and have fun, it is such a beautiful thing. So we are very thankful for having you on our show today.
Well, blessed. Thank you, ladies, and y'all have a great afternoon.
You as well. You take care. We're gonna disconnect now. Thank you, Dr. Rocky.
Not a problem. I made sure to time it so that y'all showing it on afternoon. That's why I said afternoon. I know it's still afternoon, but yeah.
Well, here's the thing. So it's shared at different times, right? So sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So somebody might get it in the evening, but I'm sure if we mention afternoon,
we're fine, because I'm sure we've said it.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I hope. Well, I hope I gave y'all plenty of content.
Oh, you did.
You filled our little Sunday show up. This is great, and it's really good information, because I'm like, dang, I wish I would have started my business in 2019.
Well, I'm glad to do it, because I literally just left the library with Rob. And, I mean, we got a lot of great information and insight about this, because a lot of people are confused about who qualifies and who not. And because of the hurdles, actually, a lot of people are still going to be frustrated because they don't qualify for one reason or another. But I'm hoping people don't get discouraged, and at least pass the information on to others who otherwise might be eligible and can take advantage of the program.
Right.
I agree.
And Rob is amazing. You know, like, that man, genius, the way he runs stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rocky.
No problem, ladies. I hope y'all have a great afternoon. Thank you for fitting me in. I know y'all kind of had a couple of schedule conflicts, but
all the time.
I'm glad to get it in.
If you only knew.
Your flexibility and your patience.
Right.
Because,
hey, that's what we do. That's what we do. Adjust fire all the time.
Course correct. Yes.
Right.
All right. Well, you take it easy. You stay cool, because it's hot outside.
Yeah. Well, I'm an alpha man. We stay ice. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. We do that. okay, look at that sea lion, my friend. We know.
Don't be raining on his parade.
Right, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean for that to come out loud. My bad.
That was that thought bubble first.
Right.
All right. Take it easy. And bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yay, we did another show.
We did. I kept looking at the time. I was looking down. I was like, okay. So when we got to 20, I was like, he took us on over.
Yay.
So we need to say our...
Closing.
Yeah. Because I think he said afternoon twice, but I think we're okay. I think.
And he can clip it out. Yeah. You know, Gavin, if we said afternoon, can you please clip it out, please?
Right. And she called you Gavin, so.
I mean, Gavo.
Same hate that you give me. All right. So.
G-Money. That's a new nickname.
All right, Sharon, well, I'll let you close. I mean, I just feel like you lead us out so well.
So that was some great information from Dr. And take two. That was some amazing information from Dr. Rocky Marsh today. And hold on, let me rewind because I need to get my notes up. My memory's so bad.
It's okay, Sherry.
Here we are.
Because don't say AARP, because that's what I kept wanting to say.
AARP. Oh, I was.
Yeah.
That's only one A.
That's one A, right.
So thank everyone for tuning in to Sunday Conversations with Sherry Shante and
Sharika Day.
We had a great time chatting with Dr. Rocky Marsh today about the AARP Relief and Information Forum that's happening in Columbus, Georgia, June 28, 2022 at the Mildred L. Terry Public Library. It is a free event. Come get your money if you're a small business owner, minority, if you have a nonprofit, or if you're in the hotel industry, tourism, mm-hmm. come through.
Yeah.
Sign up, register for it on the Juneteenth CSG Facebook page.
Correct. And it's free. And if you can't make it in person, you can live stream it because they're going to do a live show from Facebook. So you don't even have to be there if you can't, because we know small business owners usually are, it's one person running that business, right?
That's it.
So they can't be everywhere at the same time, but they are making it convenient for everyone to attend, to get the knowledge and information. I love the part that nonprofits are included.
Yes.
Because again, a lot of times the funding goes to for-profits. So it's good to see three different segments represented. As well as the fact that there is a subject matter expert there to help you with your paperwork and questions.
The inside plug.
Yeah, so there's no reason. Like, this money is ready for you to go get. So definitely go get it.
Fresh off the printing press from the city's hands into your hands.
Yes.
So good luck on that journey, and hopefully we'll see you there on June 28th. And until then, take care. Be easy.
Bye-bye.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.